Reading from the Bhagavatam written by Srila Sanatana Goswami. Commentary by His Grace Gopi Pranadana Thakur. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jayati Vijitadamcha Premadanana Bhaktino Pravidya Madhuri Adiko Vikishori Vendi Tata Paramadasantam Yasya Chaitanya Rupad Anubhava Patam Aptam Premagopishu Nityam. All glories to that inconceivable Lord who has descended to bestow the gift of perfect love to his own lotus feet. He is an ocean filled with many kinds of sweetness, and he always bears the fragrance of fresh youth. In his form as Sri Chaitanya, he has realized the last extreme of transcendental experience, the love residing eternally in the gopis. Om Jnana Timurandasya Jnananjana Silakaya Ratsuram Militam Yena Aitmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Mano Vishnam Vapitam Yena Bhutale Shayam Rupa Tadamayam Vedati Prapadantikam Agadanas Chinandante Idam Yache Puna Puna Srimad Ruta Padam Boja Vilisham Janma Janmani Vairagriya Bhakti Vasanta Yatnai Akhayamam Manadipsamandam Tupam Buriya Paradhuta Dugi Sanatanasam Prabhimatriyami Sadadano Jayati Shaila Kaladi Rajo Yitropikabhya Ubita Haridhasya Vaya Krishnena Shakya Makabhanga Pitarchitoya Sataha Parapadma Palekya Vati Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Vidadha Shivasadri Ghor Bhakta Vinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. How does everyone hear me? Is it okay?
I can hear you.
Okay. That's good. The electricity went off and our backup system is not yet in place. So I'm in the process of walking around looking for my flashlight. So I could read my notes, but even without them, I'm sure we'll be okay to some degree. Only that would have been convenient. Okay. First, wonderful to be in Dovradan and share Krishna consciousness with you from here. I'll try to give a little background. Those of you who have been to Govardhan, you know there's a little village. If you face the ISKCON Govardhan property, then to the left side, a short while, there's a little road and there's a little village. And on the very back of that road, kind of towards the back where there's still a little open space and field, my very gracious godbrother, His Grace Parthasarathy Goswami, built a little ashram for his bhajan. I've always explained that although love is a feeling, it manifests in very much physical forms. Just like a cook. He loves someone. Yeah, the love is in the heart, but there's a smell and a taste and a shape to that love in the form of the food that he's cooked for the person whom he loves. So I see this ashram as a manifestation of his heart. In fact, yesterday, Kastubha Prabhu and Gitapriya Prabhu, they arrived here and they have the, I think they're still in disbelief how nice it is. They have this apartment on the roof. When I mean ashram, well, it's a very nice building here. Give me a little background. And on the first floor, there's three bedrooms, three rooms with private bathrooms, and there's a kitchen. And in front of it, there's a 12-foot porch, covered, porch, almost like a room, but there's these arches with spaces where you see out into the garden, the beautiful Malati Kunj and forest of Tulsi, and the whole place is surrounded by this red brick Rajasthani wall, and it's all covered in clothes with grating on top to make it very essentially monkey-proof. So Kastubha and Gitapriya were also appreciating. There's a stumbo with Govardhan Shilas, very much appreciating. It's really the manifestation of the heart of a Rasika Bhakta. And I'm staying in Partha Sarathi's room. He said I have unconditional use of the place, and whoever wants to stay can stay. So one nice young devotee, Nityananda, is staying next door to this mini studies at Gopi School, and upstairs is Gitapriya and Kastubha. And I think the disciple of Parthasarathi, who I think built this place, one very elderly widow who actually resides here to do bhajan, I think she arrives in a few days, and she also will be the cook to the ashram after completing her probably one lakh of rounds. It's a very, very suitable place. And as you know, I also like to give you the flavor of Vrindavan and Govardhan, because those remembrances we cherish so much. You could really see how, if you want to practice Raghunuga Bhakti, I'm not saying I'm qualified, but it's meant for the Dham. It's really meant for the Dham. Especially what's called Japa Ruchi Raghunuga Bhakti, where you have your fast practice of Smaran, where you try to recreate the pastimes. And because there's Udipin, there's so much inspiration. Actually, we're facing Govardhan Hill. We have one of the best darshans of Govardhan Hill, and what to speak of all the Vaishnavas. And yesterday, probably some of you heard, a very dear god brother, Sripad Swarup Damodar Goswami, passed away. And they brought his body to Radhakund, where he actually, on the bank of Radhakund, has a very nice temple and ashram, and there's a big courtyard there they put his samadhi. So he passed away in Calcutta, and they brought it here. So I went with Kastubha yesterday to the samadhi ceremony. Thousands of devotees, kirtan around Radhakund, and then they put him in samadhi. Ayendra Prabhu and his devotees doing kirtan in the temple. And then today, which I believe here, I'm not sure if it's there, is the disappearance of Krishna Das Kaviraj, who also indebted to him for the nectar, the Chaitanya Charitamrita, which he's presented to us. And while I was in America, we were appreciating that so much, just his presenting the last limit in transcendence, so philosophically accurate and so poetically appropriate. You put the whole thing. So Krishna Das Kaviraj Rasika Bhakti Maj. Krishna Das Kaviraj. Kaviraj, the king of poets, and we mentioned before, poet is not an ordinary thing. One in a million. Someone who actually has the conceptual and experiential ability to put the highest sentiments and recreate them in word. That's not an ordinary thing. Rasika Bhaktamaj, and he's the chief Rasika Bhakti of those who actually can understand and relish these high subjects. How wonderful. So you can remember, and I have the picture of Krishna Das Kaviraj frame, and Bhakti Maharaj gave me that. I treasure and I keep that on my altar. Also, I believe, I didn't put the talent, I believe it's Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, that appearance of Raghunath Das Goswami, and his samadhi is there. And today at 10 o'clock, Ayendranath's kirtan party will be at the Bhajgan Kutir of Raghunath Das Goswami, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Krishna Das Kaviraj. And in that, they'll be doing kirtan. And I hope to join. And of course, Sri Damodar Goswami, actually, of my disciples, the one who actually is closest to him is Raghunath, because Sri Damodar invited Shelter to come to Manipur. And at that time, because of it was a restricted area. You just couldn't go there like other parts. India needed a special visa. And he really loves Sri Damodar Goswami. And it's such a contrast because, you know, Manipur, they believe that Narottam Das Thakur went there and created, you know, it was like, made like a Vaishnava state. The religion of the state is Vaishnava. And Sri Damodar is a Vaishnava by birth. And he was the only person, he was the first person in Manipur to get a PhD from America. So he's like, he's God in Manipur. And he's such a perfect gentleman, just that you can't recreate that. That type of thing, that level of culture and just movement and how you respond to others, and that's practically by birth in one sense. So he was a very, very cultured. And, you know, Raghunath is a very nice devotee, but doesn't have that level of culture. And Raghunath described to me when they went there, you know, every Manipuri home has a Radha Krishna temple. So Sri Damodar went to maybe 20 or 30 programs in a day. You know, they went into a house and they were greeted with, you know, Narottam Kirtan. They joined the kirtan for 5 minutes. People offered some artik and some. Then they went to the next place, the next place, the next place. There's a big, beautiful temple there, and so nice, you know, that someone so qualified in every way. He took shelter of Prabhupada and dedicated himself to the Bhaktivedanta Institute. Prabhupada's concerned that the leaders of society, the intellectual leaders of society, should become Krishna conscious. And I was personally in Vrindavan in the first scientific conference, which was held on the ground floor of the Gurukula. And I was in Prabhupada's room when the scientists came. That was Sri Damodar, this wonderful devotee named Madhava. I believe he lives in New Jersey now, by the way. Madhava Goswami, Michael Marchetti. And it was Brahmatirtha and Sadaputta. And they came in from the conference in suits. And I remember Prabhupada told Kamal Krishnamaj, bring them chairs. Bring them chairs. They said, no, Prabhupada, we're your disciples. And Prabhupada said, no, you're respected scientists. And sent them off, Krishna Maharaj, bring them to. So it's very dear, and these devotees are special. you know, who've given their whole life to Prabhupada, and therefore so many sannyasis and senior Vaishnavas from all over India flew in, and not just from ISKCON, from Gaudiya Math, and even my friend Sukhin Ryan, who translated the Bhakti Sandarbha. I saw him also there, and he was respected, so that's nice. Now I'm very eager to... Excuse me? Hello, can you hear me? Can everybody hear me? Hello? Can you hear me?
Haribo, we can hear you.
Okay, all of a sudden, I'm afraid my phone is gonna run out. I don't know why, but I'm going to have to try to do something about that. So if it runs out, then I'll just have to figure out a better way in the future to... Wait 1 second. If it runs out, then I just humbly apologize. And somehow this phone, it doesn't have the same... potency as the other phones are. But it's a nice phone because the ringing on the phone is Raghupati Raghava Rajaram and different kirtans. I don't know how that is. So I'm really happy to present this Brihad Bhagavatamrita. I'm very, very interesting. Just watching my phone and seeing what happens to it. But 1 second, let me get in here and see what I can do here. I'm very happy to present this Brihad Bhagavatamrita. For those of you who will attend it, I think it's a very excellent way to systematically get trained up. I have to shut up. 1 second. It's just, you know, a new environment. I have to shut up this fan because it's going on and off. Excuse me. Okay, I'm back. I think it's a real way where we can all be systematically trained in the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. It's the essence of the Bhagavatam, and all philosophical points are actually very nicely and systematically covered. It's a very, very wonderful story in two parts, but the beginning of it is very interesting. It's Janmanjaya, I believe, is the grandson of Maharaj Prickett. Let me just check that out. He's the son of Maharaj Prickett, Janmanjaya. And naturally, being in that lineage, you know, he's hearing this wonderful Mahabharat recited by the great sage Jaimini Rishi. And after it's finished, he becomes very, very eager to hear more. Now, this particular Mahabharat, there's many, many Mahabharats. This is not the Mahabharat we have. And Mahabharat means the history of India. This is a more extended history. The Mahabharat that we read is more or less for the common, ordinary people, for the masses. But this is a higher revelatory expression of the Mahabharat. And he wants to hear a supplement, because I believe it's the Hari Vamsa is a supplement to our Mahabharat or something like that. He wants to hear, for this Mahabharat, he wants to hear a supplement to it. Because he's so enlivened, he's never attained this type of enlivenment. So he wants to hear it. something more. And Jaimini Rishi begins to narrate this wonderful story of Maharaj Parikit, who had just completed hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam after 7 days. And at that time, his mother came and approached him in great distress, and she was such an exalted devotee, even though there is naturally the separation because her son is dying. He has, that's it. He's finished the Bhagavatam. We're hearing the Bhagavatam from Sukadeva Goswami, so that means very, very soon he'll leave this world. But she was such a great devotee, she wanted to hear what her son had heard. And Maharaj Parikit, of course, you know, there wasn't that much time, and normally in that particular condition, you just heard the Bhagavatam, and what's the Bhagavatam? The nature of the Bhagavatam is it detaches you from everything in this world that is temporary and fixes you on the eternal absolute truth. You get that determination and conviction. And that is the purpose of us hearing the Shastra, to turn the consciousness towards Krishna. Why is our consciousness not turned towards Krishna? Our consciousness is not turned towards Krishna because we do not have that conviction. And that conviction is our faith, and faith comes from hearing. And hearing from who? From a sadhu who has faith. So he was so fixed, but still, even though he was so fixed, and his mother came, and, you know, generally he would say, not now. Not now. It's not the time now. I was joking with people when I had my humble Vyas Puja, and I invited my mother, and although she's quite elderly, 85, she's quite active, and while they were doing the Pushpanjali, and I was trying to meditate on accepting this service for the Parampara, and my mother was in the middle between me and all the devotees organizing them for pictures, and I couldn't say anything, but in my mind I was saying, not now. So same scene in one sense. You know, he's heard the Bhagavatam, he's ready to die. And his mother comes and asks him, can you please explain this? And so generally the response would be, not now. But the nature of his mother's devotion, and he felt she was so such a great soul, that he began to narrate the Brihat Bhagavatamrita. The Brihat Bhagavatamrita means the essence of the Bhagavatam, because it had to be in a shortened form. And the essence of the Bhagavatam is in two stories, and just to give you a little flavor how wonderful this is going to be, actually, when I initially prepared these classes, I thought, well, you know, the real class is going to be the Govardhan Leela from the 10th canto. But after preparing both classes, I could say, really without doubt, I think this is going to be the real, where the realizations are really churned. So it's a, you know, it's a story. It's the Kumbh Mela. There's the Triveni, where the Saraswati, the Jamuna, and the Ganga, the three main rivers of India, cross Triveni. Veni means river. Three rivers crossing it. And then the Kumbh Mela is when the nectar is coming every 12 years. And, you know, what this speak is millions, like 20, 40 million people now come it. But anyway, all the sages were there, and they were just worshipping Bindu Madhava, the deity presiding over the Prayag, king of holy places. And they were just relishing each other so much that, and that relish, when you have devotion, you see devotion. When you're from the devotion means from the heart, and when you're from the heart, it's not analytical. When you see devotion, when you see devotion, you glorify devotion. So they're glorifying each other in such a wonderful way. But as they're glorifying each other, this Grihastha Brahman comes. Obviously, he's the leader or the teacher, the guru. He sits down and he makes an altar out of just nice, you know, mud on the bank, and takes out a shalagam, shila, and starts to worship and with prayers. And I mean, he starts to cook, and he's offering, and he begins to sing, he begins to dance, he begins to chant prayers in ecstasy. Everyone's just watching this Brahmin. So then he begins to distribute all the food to all the Brahmins, and even then to the Chandalis, the dog eaters, the outcasts, everyone. And then at the end, he just folds his hand fully, and he prays that let the benefit of this worship, let the benefit of this worship go to others. And he's sitting there among the sages, but Narada Muni, and Narada Muni comes up to him and just says, you are the topmost recipient of Krishna's mercy. Mercy is the reciprocation for devotion. When you love a superior and you show them that respect and worship, anugraha flows, mercy. So the topmost recipient of Krishna's mercy is the devotee with the most love for Krishna. And he says, you are the topmost. Not, it's just ecstatic, because what is our life? Our life is Vaishnavas. Our life is getting the association of Vaishnavas. We only live for that. So, we only live for that. So the basic story is he goes to Narada Muni. Narada Muni goes to the best devotee. And naturally, as a devotee, he's very, very humble. His concentration is on Krishna and Krishna's qualities and Krishna's greatness. And when you focus on Krishna, you feel very insignificant in comparison. When you're a materialist and you focus on yourself, and you focus on yourself as the center and your ego, then everything else seems insignificant. You develop pride. He's a great devotee. And he says, I'm not a devotee. May Bhakta, may be whom. I'm not a, this king's a great devotee. I'm just worshiping my family, he's the whole kingdom. And in this way, Narada Muni goes to search for the topmost devotee. And he winds up in Dwarka, and in Dwarka, that leads to an appreciation of Braj and the gopis, the topmost limit of transcendence. So it's the most wonderful story of comparative religion. Bhakti at different levels of purity. And we see as the devotion becomes more intimate, the revelation of the absolute reality becomes more pronounced. And the full manifestation of the absolute reality is Krishna. The full manifestation is Krishna. And that's the essence of the Bhagavatam. The Bhagavatam is constructed in the same way. If you go through the cantos, there's expressive understandings of devotion. And they're coming in the line of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is to give the highest revelatory understanding of the absolute truth revealed in our line from Madhavendra Puri, Vishnu Puri, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and our Guru Pranta, through Sanatana Goswami. And then second story is the story of Gop Kumar, the Mathura Brahmin, cowherd boy, and his search for the absolute truth. So it's a very, very wonderful story, and all aspects of the absolute truth and the means to attain them are given. This book has some Bhagavad-gyan, balanced, discriminatory understanding of the absolute reality as Abhideya again, because the story of Gop Kumar is about the process to attain that highest absolute reality. And you have Priyojan again, you have the goal, because it all ends. Either the story of Narada Muni, the story of Gop Kumar, it begins in Priyojan, it ends in the Priyojan, the goal. So, you know, I'm a little bit of a promoter, so I'm giving some coming attractions that this will be a very, very wonderful story. Now the book begins, and I guess we'll start that today. I just had to give some kind of a summary. The book begins today with the heart of Sanatana Goswami, and the heart of the devotee is the prayers that he offers. That's his heart. And especially when writing such a treatise, speaking any, you need mercy. And mercy comes from your love, and your love is expressed in your prayers. So Vaishnav, before any spiritual practice where he wants the Lord's mercy to achieve some means of success in that process, he has to begin by opening his heart to the devotee, to the Supreme Lord, the devotees, the Guru. He has to open his heart. And by opening his heart, in prayer, in submission, that the Supreme Lord is inspired to reciprocate, and not only reciprocate, but use the devotee for his mission. Without submission, you cannot be used by the higher powers. And this is actually the secret of success in spreading Krishna consciousness, in writing books, in doing service, in worshiping the deity. To humble to the greater force and power of the will of the Supreme Lord. And that submission is an expression of love and the use of the Supreme Lord of your abilities and karma in his service is the Lord's mercy and love to you. So it's a reciprocal process where you actually feel happiness and ecstasy. And that's actually what we're trying to achieve. We're trying to achieve love. And love means we want to be for the pleasure of our beloved. And therefore, we want to be objects of their pleasure, and therefore we want to be used for their pleasure. And that use for the pleasure of our beloved is the highest experience of feeling love and happiness. So this is Sanatana Goswami's heart, and it's 9 prayers. So we'll go over this prayer. If any of you have a volume, want to bring a Bhagavatamrita, you might want to follow along with it. Obviously, I'm going to have class once a week on this. I'm going to try to, because I could see, you could speak several days on each verse, but I do want to cover some ground. So, Jayati Nijapadabja Prema Dhamma Vithirno. So, the purpose of this book is what? The purpose of this book is Prema Dhamma. Dhan means to give. To give what? The purpose of the book is to give the incomparable bhakti. This is what this book is giving, and this is what we will get from this book if we study this book in the proper mood and the proper way, under the proper direction. It's giving us, it's offering this incomparable bhakti. And not only bhakti. You see, this is Sanatana Goswami, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. It's not only bhakti, but what type of bhakti? It's a special kind of love. Divita Madhura Adhidhi is a certain type of love. And what type of love? Perfect love for the lotus feet of Sri Vrijendranandana Krishna. Perfect love. That type of love, a special type of love. A intimate love, a love that's capable of bhakti. Sri Guru, Narottam Das Thakur, Sri Guru Charana Padma, capable of bhakti, sadhya. Capable of bhakti means vajra bhakti. Capable means only bhakti. And I explain this, there's different varieties of love. But when there is cognizant of the superiority of the object of your love, especially the supreme superiority, that your love is the absolute reality, then there is some conception of reverence, obligation and duty, and distance. And that weakens that love. There's something external to the pure spontaneous love, the love that just comes from the heart. No, if it's a superior, the love can come from the heart, but also there must be some understanding of the position, your relative position and relation. So Braja Bhakti means that the Supreme Lord appears in a sweet way. Vajan Jivandana Krishna is a cowherd word, bereft of Aishwarya or opulence. So the book, moreover, it's not just giving incomparable bhakti, but it's giving that special kind of frame, that gift of perfect love for his lotus feet. And not only that type of love, but finally what? Very interesting. Rupat Anubhav Padam. It's the Antam. The Shah. Parama Dasha. Parama means the topmost. Dasha means the topmost stage. What? Antam. Not the topmost. The extreme topmost stage. The extreme of transcendental. What? Anubhav. Anubhav means experience. But this book is giving what? It's the topmost, antam, extreme form of transcendental experience, which is what? And what is that? It is prema, gopishu, nitya. It's that prema, it's obtaining that prema, which is eternally residing in the hearts of the gopis. That's what this book is giving. So such an exalted thing. And therefore, Jayati, all glories. Jayati means, although Jaya and Jayati are commonly used to glorify anyone, here it indicates the Supreme Lord's greatness. And what is the Supreme Lord's greatness? Maduri Adibi. The greatness is, he is an ocean filled with many kinds of sweetness. Sweetness, love, because of the intimacy of the devotees in Vrindavan, the intimacy of the atmosphere. We discussed this actually in Gaur Lila, the whole story of Radharani, Srimati Radhika, wanting to take Krishna back from Kurukshetra to Vrindavan. That atmosphere where there is intimacy, and an intimacy, hearts can open. And when the heart of the abode of sweetness opens, there's so many varieties of sweetness that manifest in that. The prema madhurya, the sweetness of the pastimes, the sweetness of the varieties of devotees, the sweetness of the love, the intimate love, the pastimes, the sweetness of the music, the heart, it opens up. Sajayasti, Nijapadamcha, Prema, Dhanabhatira. All glories to the inconceivable Lord who descended to bestow the gift of perfect love in his own lotus feet. He is an ocean filled with many kinds of sweetness, and he always bears the fragrance of fresh youth. Fragrance is something very sweet that stays with a particular object. So he's always bears the fragrance. And youth means where the sweetness is greatest. Youth, the sweetness is greatest. The maturity, you know, the teenage years, of course we all experience other aspects of that too. But ideally in terms of the youth, the love, the innocence, and he always has that. It's the absolute reality, and therefore that's the eternal form of the absolute reality. He's sure, the young teenage, the 15, 14, 16, that's eternally, that's the nature, that's the full nature of the absolute reality. It never changes from that vagueness. So wonderful. And it's interesting that Sanatan presents all this, but before he will present this in the whole text, this incomparable ocean of sweetness, before he presents this in the text, he'll do a very wonderful thing. He'll invoke auspiciousness in these 9 verses. And one of my Kartik brothers will be to chant these 9 verses, because these 9 verses, in the most sweet way, present the gamut of our love for the devotees, for Govardhan Hill, for the holy name. There's so many. Actually, when I looked at today, these are some of the verses I chant. For example, for the holy name, the 9th verse is to the holy name. Beautiful. Jayati, Jayati, Namananda, Rupam, Narare, Vrimatani, Jadana, Jnana, Pujari, Yatnam, Katam, Mati, Sakit, Atam, Mukti, Dantani, Nam, Yatmanamam, Nitam, Ekam, Jivanam, Bhushanam, Ve. All glories to Lord Mukunda in the form of his all ecstatic name. If any living being puts aside such tasks as meditation, ritual worship, and social duties, and even once takes the Lord's holy name, the name will grant them liberation. That holy name is the greatest source of eternal pleasure and is my very life and ornament. Another verse, I chanted that verse to Govardhan today, which I'll also add to the prayers. And also there's a wonderful prayer to the Jamuna, and also a famous verse about Vrindavan. Jayati, Jayati, Vrindaranya Etanarare, Vyatanam Matisari, Santatai Kuntavata, Samyati, Sasadhata, Pariyam, Halayam Yatya Gopi, Swaratama Viravenu, Vardiyam Temarasi. All glories to this place where we are living. Lord Murari is but Vrindavan forest. He prefers residing here to residing by Vaikuntha or in the hearts of elevated saints in Vrindavan while always tending his cows. He gives pleasure to the gopis, whose love for him in the mood of the Rasa dance he increases by sweetly playing his flute. I was just, the irony of this too is that this, Govardhan is where this book was written, both by Sanatan Goswami and the translation by Gopi Panadana. And when I came, I mistakenly brought the second volume rather than the first, so I sent this very one nice devotee who comes here to help me in very nice ways, and please, can you find me one copy? So he comes back, he said, Gopi Pranadana lent you his only copy. So I have the copy of the person who is, and so wonderful, by the way, getting the association of Gopi Pranadana. I go over there to school sometimes, and class in the morning, Ragatam, and they push out as wonderful devotees. So how is it possible to understand this magnanimous Lord? It's a hopeless endeavor. If understanding the Lord is opening your heart in love, and our heart is filled with lust and greed, it's a hopeless endeavor. So the first part of the verse, it describes how to understand it. How? The inconceivable Lord, Abhitirna, who descended to give the gift of this perfect love. Don, he gave the gift of this perfect love. He descends. And therefore, before mentioning the other qualities of the Supreme Lord in this verse, the first thing he mentions is the Supreme Lord's generosity. And then he mentions, after explaining the Lord has descended to give this, in what form has the Lord descended to give this? By the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, these impediments can be overcome and one can experience the natural love of Krishna and the gopis. In his form as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he has realized the last extreme of transcendental experience, the love residing in eternity. Because it's Krishna coming to realize this. So he's actually realized it. This is something that Krishna hasn't realized. And therefore Krishna can't fully live. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has realized it. He's realized it because he wants to relish it and he wants to distribute it. And that's the Krishna consciousness movement. It's to taste and to distribute. By tasting, you can distribute. And by distributing that which you taste, you can actually relish it fully. And by mentioning these matters, Sanatana Goswami is outlining the whole text of this book. The whole text of this book is the progressive path to understand the highest love. And by observing the devotees who have achieved the Lord's mercy, by opening their hearts to them, to the Supreme Lord, in the aspiration for their relationship with the Supreme Lord. So, again, this verse, Jayati Nijapadabja Prema Dhanavatirno Vidha Madhuri Madhuri Ko Pikishori Vandhi Tata Paramadhasantam Yasya Chaitanya Rupad Anubhava Padam Aptam Pranagopisha Nityam. All glories to that inconceivable Lord who has descended to bestow the gift of perfect love for his own lotus feet. He is an ocean filled with many kinds of sweetness, and he always bears the fragrance of fresh youth. In his form as Sri Chaitanya, he has realized the last extreme of transcendental experience, the love eternally residing in the hearts of the gopis. I'm just thinking that if I have a spiritual identity, I really feel it's this. I'm just, meditating on these verses, trying to understand their meanings. I'm just saying, because now that I spoke on it, now I'm seeing all the wonderful words, and it's just so wonderful. So we're going to go, probably we'll be able to cover two or three verses, because today I gave an introduction. So, then with the next verse, he glorifies the gopis headed by Radhika, and then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and then up to the Devi, and then Vrindavan, and then Jamuna, and then Govardhan, and then Govardhan, then Prema Bhakti, and then Nam, the holy name, and then the text. Would anybody like to ask a question? Hey, would anybody like to say Hare Krishna? You go over that.
Hey, Bo Maharaj.
Hare Bo. Who's that? Thank you, Prema. Thank you so much. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna? Now that the ice has been broken. Okay, if you don't want to say, it seems it's the same group. Maybe a few of you can just drop a line to me and just tell me that you were there so I can understand who's coming to the classes. It's kind of helpful for me to be the audience. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, this is Kishori Radha.
Kishori Radha. And the your extended family.
Yes.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare
Krishna. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Kirti.
Kirti, thank
Hare
you.
Hare Krishna.
Very nice. Good. So many shy ladies in the service. They are saying Hare Krishna. So I'm getting a sense of the audience. We have the West Coast and the East Coast. Anybody else like to say Hare Krishna?
Hare Krishna Maharaj, this is Brindaranya.
This is who?
Brindaranya.
Oh, Brindaranya. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Not you. Thank you. Good. And it's such a oh, nice, so many wonderful devotees. Okay, I will pray that you may all join me here. And the nature of this little ashram, as opposed to places I was before, is that people can stay with me, including families also. This is a whole separate facility on the roof. Okay, I will go to Radhakund today, and I will pray for you all. Thank you so much for attending. Vancha Kopa, Tirubhyasya, Vatasindhu, Vahevacha, Pratipanam, Pavanebhyo, Vaishnavebhyo, Namo Namah, Hari Lord.